practice what you preach. Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. Be authentic. Be legitimate. Be real. Those are all phrases that describe the theme of our gospel reading for today. Jesus has entered the temple. He's getting a name for himself and a following. And rightfully, the temple leaders want to know about this new teacher. To us, their words sound accusatory, and perhaps they are. But it should not come as a surprise that the leaders of the temple want to know by what authority Jesus is teaching. Credentials are important. Who has licensed you? What school did you attend? Those are relevant questions both then and now. The unfortunate reality for the questioners is that Jesus sees through their seemingly benign questions to the heart of the matter, to the heart of the questioners. And he knows that they aren't asking in genuine interest or even an innocently curious way. They're asking in an underhanded, passive-aggressive way. The chief priests know that this new teacher has not been trained by any of them, and they want his lack of legitimate training to be exposed, thinking that his would-be followers will fall away once the crowds come to know that Jesus isn't licensed in the official way. They won't listen to him any longer. They'll see he's not a graduate of the accredited rabbi university, and when they do, they'll stop listening to him and return their attention and following to the legitimate teachers, the chief priests and the elders. And here we have the first clue about the difference between legitimate credentials and being legitimate. By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? That's the question that's on the table for Jesus. And in fair rabbinic style, Jesus doesn't answer the question, but poses a question back to the questioners. I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The question Jesus poses is about the baptism of John. Was the baptism of John from heaven or a human origin, Jesus asks. And the chief priests and elders start to squirm. They wring their hands, and beads of perspiration break out on their foreheads and upper lips. He's got them in their own trap. If they say that John's baptism was ordained by God, then he will take them to task for ignoring John. And if they say the baptism of John had no value, then the crowd will revolt because they believe or they know that John the Baptizer was a prophet. The chief priests and the elders are between a rock and a very hard place. But the place where they find themselves is of their own doing. The chief priests and the elders, those who have been entrusted by God and by God's people to be the overseers and keepers of the law, and the people have gone astray. They've gotten so caught up in keeping of the law and maintaining the status quo, they have forgotten that the law isn't theirs. It's God's. And they are the trustees of the law, not the owners. And it is in the midst of this tense conversation between Jesus and those who have forgotten what it means to be entrusted with God's law that Jesus tells the parable about the two sons. A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." He answered, "I will not." But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second son and said the same. And he answered, "I go, sir." But he did not go. Which of them did the will of his father? And we shout out so comfortably and easy and smugly and certainly, "The first." And that's right. And then Jesus says, to those who have been given the care of the kingdom, truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds. And the first will be last, and the last will be first. Who do we say that we are? Are we like the chief priests and the elders who knew that they were responsible for the law, but forgot that the law was a law for the good of the people? The chief priests and the elders were not bad people. They were good people. They were trying their best to do what they thought was the most important thing, keeping the law sacred, making sure that God's laws were protected and safe. Jesus said, you have kept God and God's law so protected and safe that no one can come in. You're locking out the very people that need to be included. Do we do that? Do we keep out the people who need to know the love of God most? Those whose lives might be fundamentally changed by knowing that they are loved by God and of great value? We're in a time of great opportunity for bringing folks in to know the love of God and of Jesus, his Son, our Lord. We're in a time in which the world needs to know this love and acceptance. And we must not be the chief priests and elders who limit the reaches of God and who are so entrapped by a need to be safe and secure that we miss the opportunities right on our doorsteps. Jesus calls us to task. He demands that we be legitimate, not just those who say we are his followers, but that we actually be his followers. In the encounter between Jesus and the chief priest and the elders, the chief priest and elders are left with egg on their faces because they have been charged with being the doers of the law, but they have become the keepers of the law. They were so caught up in the details that they forgot the intent. Jesus told them, "The tax collectors and the prostitutes will enter the kingdom of heaven before you." This would be akin to Jesus saying to us, the predatory lenders and human traffickers will enter the kingdom before you. Would that make us mad? Or would that make us pay attention? Not one of us is perfect. We are all in need of God's grace and mercy. That's a start to the understanding of what Jesus is all about. We have been given the kingdom of heaven. God has claimed us as his own, forgiven our sins, and made us perfect in his sight. We are to do the same, to offer God's love to all people, to reach out and offer the grace and freedom that we have been given. Jesus demands that his followers be that, his followers, that we be legitimate, not just claiming to be Christian all the while taking advantage of others or berating those with whom we disagree. Jesus has some pretty harsh words for folks who say one thing and do the other. Be authentic. Follow Jesus. Amen.